In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Joe Hingler, irrigation specialist at the University of Missouri Delta Center. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Electricity in a lot of areas of the United States comes from sources such as coal and nuclear, and that's more of a long-term price that's set, so it doesn't fluctuate with hurricanes like some of the other fossil fuels. First thing is we say go electric, and if there's not three-phase, which is what most of these bigger irrigation motors needs, you can still use single-phase with something called a phase converter. You can get a device that takes single-phase, which is electricity that goes into your home, convert it into a three-phase. If you cannot go that route, you can use something called a written pole molder, which is really nice because it causes no problems with the utility companies. A phase converter jaggles the lines a little bit and causes spikes. And so if there's very many customers on a line, they won't allow you to do it.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you took a typical pivot, 135 acres, we're putting in about 12 inches. And some of the older pivots that had 80 PSI, pounds per square inch, they can be converted over to 25 PSI pivots. If you would do that with electricity, you would save nearly $6,000 a year. And with diesel propane, your savings would be about $10,000 a year. Huge savings by reducing the pressures.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you are using electricity, one of the things that we say is go with load management, because here in the Delta of Missouri, we have lots of water. And so basically we can shut off a few hours a day, still have enough water to handle our crops. But then that gives you a big incentive from the utility company, because their peak load is air conditioning in the afternoon and beginning of the meal preparation in the evening. So if you cut off from like noon to 6 o'clock, it helps them. And then they throw something back to you by cutting off their demand costs.